Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, world, and welcome to Your Wealth is Your Wellness radio show with Terry Wellness Coach Jackson, or affectionately known as Coach Terry. I am so honored this morning on March the 23rd to be on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett, Finding My Way. We spoke about 4 weeks ago about what is wellness. What does it mean to you? How does it make you feel? And what do you do on a daily basis to honor your self-worth and walk in wellness? For it is your wealth. So this morning, Coach Terry is going to start with her favorite verse, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a morning, because you woke up this morning, you gave thanks and praise to God for breath of life, and today we are going to talk about the components of wellness, but the specific component of wellness that we're going to speak about is the physical component to wellness. Why the physical component of wellness? Because when people hear the word wellness, they believe that they are only to be physically fit. That's what wellness means. But if you can remember, 4 weeks ago, we spoke about the wellness wheel and what that stood for. And there were six components that we talked about. We talked about the physical component of wellness, the emotional component of wellness, the relational component of wellness, the spiritual component of wellness, and the social component of wellness, as well as the mental. And so today we're going to focus on the physical component of wellness. So in all due respect, what do you do each and every day to take care of your body? What do you do every single day to take care of your body? Now, you may be asking yourself, I don't do it every day, Coach Terry, but I may do it two or three times a week. Okay, what does that look like? What does it entail? How long are you investing into taking care of yourself? Did you not know skin is the largest organ of the body? Your skin. So we can start with taking care of our skin, and we can also start by nurturing our potential within by knowing how to breathe. So So today we're going to talk about mentally making conscious choices to take care of our body. So if we're going to take care of our skin, because that's the skin that we live in, we need to make sure that we're nourishing it. We need to make sure that we are exfoliating the skin in addition to hydrating the skin. How do we hydrate the skin? That's drinking your 8 ounces of water every single day, preferably purified water. That's equivalent to a gallon of water a day per human body. Okay, and I'm talking about adult human body, age 18 on up. To get that nourishment into you, you need to keep the skin hydrated. You need to keep the skin moist by utilizing moisturizers and creams that are naturally based to really moisturize that skin. In addition to that hydration and moisturizing that skin, the body needs to be physically active. So when you're physically active, you're making healthy, conscious, positive choices as it relates to your exercise, as it relates to taking care of your skin, as it relates to hydrating the body. If you don't hydrate the body, you won't have anywhere else to live. If you don't hydrate the body and feed it the nutrition that it needs, like, you can't do God's will without feeding yourself the word of God and knowing the direction that he has for you. That's a component of our spiritual wellness, which we should be exercising each and every day. Each and every day we get up, we should be thanking God and asking him to whisper his wisdom in our ear, in our mind, and in our spirit for the direction and the path that we should go. One of my other favorite verses about being physically fit and really working on the physical component of your wellness is Corinthians 6:19-20, which says, "Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You don't belong to yourself, world. You don't belong. Your body was gifted to you. Your life was gifted to you by God. You don't belong to yourself. For God brought you for a high price. He bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. We must physically take care of ourselves to nurture our potential within. We were put on this earth to bless other people. We can't do that by not physically taking care of our skin, hydrating our body, feeding our mind, body, and spirit with his word. We're not able to do it. We're not able to function. You know, I get people that say, "Coach Terry, I'm just so exhausted. I don't want to leave the house. I'm tired when I come from work." And I'm like, "Woo, you need to feed your soul, mind, body, and spirit. First, let's feed it with the word. Then let's get the proper sleep. Let's get the proper nutrition. Let's get the proper nourishment that the body needs in order to thrive and be in good health. If you don't thrive and you don't have any aspirations to grow and be of good, then you aren't well. Again, your wellness is your wealth. Your wealth is your wellness. It doesn't get any better than that. You have to take a stand and make a conscious decision that I am going to do this today. Now, we have a conscious mind and we have a subconscious mind. Don't know if you know that. Our conscious mind is our everyday thoughts. We have over 80,000 thoughts that go through our brain, between 60,000 and 80,000 thoughts that goes through our brain a day. That's a lot of different thoughts. Your brain is a wonderful piece of art that has a mindset to think the way that you believe it to think. Whatever you feed your mind physically, thinking about it, is what's going to take place. So taking care of yourself, taking the time to meditate, to breathe properly, and to be still, and allow God's word and wisdom to feed you your direction. You know, we say, God, continue to be a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. I need you to guide me and feed my soul, mind, body, and spirit of what I physically need to do today. So your conscious mind is your doer list, if you will. I need to clean the house. I need to do the laundry. I need to take the kids here. I need to cook food. I need to exercise. I need to do my action plan. I need to write a report. I need to, whatever that case may be. That's your everyday cycle of living. But in the subconscious mind is when you can be still and you can dream and you can look ahead and say, this is what makes me happy. This is what I'm passionate about. What I would like to do. And that's what I asked you 4 weeks ago. What does wellness look like to you? So what I would like to do, Coach Terry, is to be at a spa once a month for an hour and a half, drinking on some chamomile and honey tea, getting my body massaged from head to toe as I breathe in and out, as I inhale and I exhale all my stress that I don't need on my body, and I inhale the wisdom of God for what he has for me. What I also like, Coach Terry, is to be able to eat healthy, green, viable fruits, vegetables, organic, nutritious foods to feed my mind, body, and spirit the way that God wants me to have it. That's what I really would like. That's your subconscious mind. So your conscious mindset, physically thinking, you got to do this, you got to do this, check it off, check it off, check it off, check it off, check it off. But within checking off the duties of the day, your subconscious mind allows you to say, you know what, I'm going to really put that off because that's not really my top 5 priorities for today. And I'm going to call the spa and see if I can get a massage. So those of you who are listening around the world today, if you even have a spa in your area, you don't have to have one. You can create your own. Find somewhere where you reside, that you live, where you're sitting or where you're standing right now, and create your own serenity sanctuary. Sit still. Make sure your back is erect. Your feet are flat on the floor. Your shoulders are down and they are back. Your eyes are closed. Your hands are out with your palms up, and you inhale through both nostrils with your mouth closed, hold it, and you exhale out with your nostrils, not the mouth, the nostrils. What I've learned from this particular exercise, if you do 3 to 10 times a day, creating your own sanctuary is your own personal space of being still. And allowing your conscious mind to give you the wisdom and the thought to take care of yourself physically, to have that healthy, conscious mindset to make the decisions to do you. Don't think about the to-do list that you got to check everything off to make the world go round right now. What I want you to do is continue to breathe in through the nose and out through the nostrils, in through the nostrils, and out through the nose, however you want to do it. And you want to take your time to subconsciously think about the things that you need. How to honor your self-worth. How to honor your self-care. How are you going to hydrate your body? How are you going to nourish your skin? How are you going to feed your mindset that you matter and that you are to take care of God's temple, because your body's not yours. It belongs to him. Breathe in through the nostrils and out through the nostrils. Now, this might be a little challenging for some of you, and for others, it might be just fine. But if it is challenging for you, that means that we're not taking enough time to be still and to just breathe. See, a lot of us are apical breathers, means that we just breathe from our upper chest cavity, when we really should be breathing from our diaphragm, which is a little band, if you will, that's right under the lungs and above the tummy. And so when you breathe in, that diaphragm should go up, and when you breathe out, it should expand. When you breathe like this, this technique lowers your blood pressure. For those of us who suffer from high blood pressure, my recommendation to you is to stop and know that your wealth is your wellness. What are you doing to take care of you physically today, tomorrow, and the day after? We have to make sure we insert that in our everyday conscious mindset of our to-do list. As far as your exercise, you know, many people are like, I can't afford a gym membership, Coach Terry. I can't afford to get a personal trainer. I can't afford anything. I really don't have the funds or the financial capabilities to do that. So we're not going to speak that way. And when we start focusing on the financial component of wellness, we're going to start to speak prosperity into our lives. And so with that being said, a simple walk. If we're walking at least 10,000 steps a day, at least 10,000 steps a day or more, you're giving the body what it needs for that oxygen and blood to flow in and out into the working muscles of the body. The human body is mechanics. You need to physically be able to move. If we don't move, we get sick. If we don't move, we have soreness. If we don't move, we tend to ache. So in order to move, we need that synovial fluid, which, you know, supplies the joints with movement to be able to move through the joints. If we stay sedentary, which means not do anything at all, then you are really not honoring your self-worth or valuing your self-care. You are actually reducing your opportunity for wealth, if that makes sense. So with that being said, think about what type of physical activity that you could do 3 to 5 times a month, a week. Depends on you. Depends on your capacity and what you can do. What I always encourage others to do is to either look at the steps that you're taking a day. Some of us have these new high technology Fitbits or technology that can track our heart rate and our steps every single day. And some of us don't. Some of us have mile markers across the world. You know that if you walk from point A to point B, that's 5 miles. If that's the case, then set goals for yourself. Your goals need to be specific. They need to be measurable. They need to be attainable. They need to be realistic. And they definitely need to be timely. So, Coach Terry, what are you talking about? What does that look like? Well, if you know from point A to point B is 5 miles, your SMART goal would be I, who am prosperous, healthy, wellness, and wise, will walk 5 miles 3 times a week for 30 minutes, for 40 minutes, for 1 hour, for 2 hours. However long it takes you to walk, run, jump, or swim those 5 miles, that is your goal. Because, see, the Lord gives us choices every single day. We get to make our conscious choices of what we are going to do and how we're going to do it and why we're going to do it. Once we sit still and ask Him for His wisdom, He'll order the steps. Even if you decide to not take His route, after you have heard what He's shared, you could suffer the consequences, but trust and believe, you're going to come right back around and end up doing it. Why? Because subconsciously, you know what you're supposed to do. You know that that body needs to move physically in order to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. When you do, it feels better. I was just talking to my sister this morning, and she's so excited about how her body is responding to the actions that she has taken place the last 13 days. Because, see, she knew that the body wasn't functioning the way that God had designed it to function 13 days ago. So subconsciously, she took the opportunity to make sure that she could get out and set smart goals for herself and make sure that she was honoring her body the way that God wanted her to honor it, which means you need to be physically moving that body. Now, she made the conscious choice to move every single day. She's done it for the last 13 days. She called and said, I'm excited. I love my life, and I'm happy. I haven't heard that in 13 days or less, you know. And so I'm just excited that she's taken the conscious effort and the subconscious effort to honor her body, because the scripture says, Corinthians 6, 19 through 10, 20, do you not realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and who was given to you by God? You don't belong to yourself, world. For God brought you at a high price. So you are God's masterpiece. Honor that. Take care of it. Nourish your skin, which is the largest organ of the outside of the body. We're going to talk about that liver, which is the largest organ on the inside of the body, on our future calls and our future broadcasts. But I'm so honored and blessed to be able to share with Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, across the world, because the assignment is to gift you with the wisdom of God that He has for you. For your wealth is truly your wellness. Your wealth is truly your wellness. When we talk about strengthening our physical body, it's also about strengthening your spiritual muscle. Your spiritual muscle, world, is your faith in life. And we must stand on God's promises because we are human and our bodies belong to Him. And He's given it to you for a certain amount of time. If you take care of your body physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, you'll be here to do God's will and assignment for a very long time. If you do not, He will then make that decision to take you to a higher being to be with Him and to serve in a different way. But we must be able to strengthen our spiritual muscle, which is our faith, and stand on God's promises for who you are and what He has designed you to become and to be. So for those of you who are out there that are dealing with, I say, dis-ease, not a disease, dis-ease, because you're at dis-ease, because you may be jobless, you may be powerless or feel like you're powerless. You may feel like you're helpless or hopeless. But what I'm telling you right now is that you need to get up, you need to get out, you need to stand up, and you need to shout glory to God for this day, and you need to move. You need to physically focus on moving your body and taking care of God's temple, for it does not belong to you. It belongs to Him. He has gifted your body to do His will for the world. You are to bless other people. You are not to be depressed. You are not to be homeless. Get up, get out, and do what God has for your life. We do have seasons of struggle. I'm not going to say that. We don't, but we do. And in that struggle, you strengthen that spiritual muscle of faith, and you move forward. And you say, I know I can. I don't really think I can. I know I can. Why? Because you have faith. Because you trust Him. Because you know the plans that He has for you are to prosper and not harm you, and to give you hope and to give you a future. I'll say it again. His plans for you are to prosper and not harm you, and to give you hope and a future. So why not take care of your body physically and exercise your spiritual muscle and know that you matter. Your story matters. There are people out there waiting for you to share what God has for them. And he's going to use you, your body, as a temple to do that. So we got to physically take care of ourselves. We got to make sure we do it each and every day. So, Coach Terry, what are your goals? You know, how do you stay active? Well, I'll tell you this. Most people that know me say, Coach Terry, you are so busy. And when I hear that, I'm like, wow. You know, so I must portray myself as someone that's on the go, on the go, on the go, on the go 24/7. I would like to think of myself as, Coach Terry, you're very productive. And when I'm productive, that means I'm doing God's will and I'm fulfilling his assignment by blessing others. And so that's what I want to be perceived as. But my goal each and every day is to make sure I'm breathing properly, that I'm getting enough water into my body because the body is made up of water. My goal is to make sure I meditate and I really ask God for his wisdom in each and everything that I do. My prayer is my exercise. And my goal is to make sure I get those 10,000 steps in a day. Coach Terry isn't at the gym 3 to 5 times a week. Coach Terry isn't training for a marathon. Coach Terry may get on the floor and do her abdominal exercises, her planks, you know, her chest press. But my spiritual muscle is my biggest concern as I physically exercise and make sure that I'm doing God's will for each and every day. I ask him, God, continue to be a light into my path and a lamp into my feet this day. Show me your will of what you want me to do, not what I, Coach Terry, want to do. Show me exactly what you want me to do today, and I will walk in it. But I am confident because that spiritual muscle is very strong, because I trust God and I have that faith. I want you to do the same. So as we start to close out this very day, March 23rd of 2019, or this very evening, I want to bless you all knowing that you matter. You are God's masterpiece. You are his design. You are here for a reason. Continue to make healthy, conscious, and subconscious positive choices as it relates to what you put in your body, how many hours of sleep that you get a night, how much exercise that you get, and what are you doing to nourish your skin and feed your body. So have a blessed, prosperous week, day, month. This is Terry Wellness Coach Jackson on Finding My Way Radio Network and with Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World. What a blessing it is to serve this very day. Be well.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.